Yo, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. Whenever you're choosing to listen to this, thank you for tuning back in and listening to more of my unashamed thoughts. As you know, but if you don't know, welcome to the pod. And my name's Keith, and I'm talking shit, but also sharing my perspective. For context, I am a 22-year-old black male in America, and I'm trying to figure things out the best I can. And on the way, I have a lot of thoughts, a lot of them. Some people can agree, some people can disagree, but overall, I'm here to open a conversation. So let's do just that. As you're listening to this, and actually as I'm recording this, it is Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. That means it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is, it's a day where we celebrate love, I guess. I wonder what the technical definition of Valentine's Day is, if we're being really Odelio. One quick search will do that. What is Valentine's Day? St. Valentine's Day is an annual festival to celebrate romantic love, friendship, and admiration. Every year on the 14th, day of February, and people celebrate this day by sending messages of love, affection to partners, family, and friends. So, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to every single person listening to this. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope that you feel loved today and appreciated by all of your friends, family, and associates. So, with that being said, Valentine's Day, outside of the definition, at least to me, from what I've heard and seen in my 22 years of life, is a celebration for couples only. And I'm not gonna lie, it can kind of get kind of toxic. I feel like when you're with a partner, every day should be Valentine's Day. Don't get me wrong, I understand. It may not be 365 days a year, every single day, but every single day at least. And I'd be lying if I said I did that. I'd definitely be lying. I would tell them the truth if I said I did that sometimes. Yep, that's the truth. But overall, I know that that's a virtue, and I know that that's not as realistic, but it's all about honesty at the end of the day. This year, for me at least, Valentine's Day is going to be helping a lot of other people and doing what I can. I guess the big question is, oh, is there that special someone that you're doing something for? Yes and no. And yes and no. That's kind of it. I wanted to do a big spoof for Valentine's Day this year, and I had a really big plan to do so until I woke up one morning and was like, do I want to do this? And the answer was no. But no for a reason that wasn't just a black and white reason. I was like, you know what? Let me do this. But, well, my first thought was, let me do something for myself. That'd be cool. But then I was like, I do that every day. Today wouldn't make it any special, besides it being Valentine's Day. So I went out and was like, let's help some other people. That would be fun, right? Yes. And honestly, it is fun. It has been. Shitting on niggas is my favorite pastime. I ain't no front. No shade, no tea, of course. But I don't know. It's interesting because when I woke up this morning and opened my phone, I don't do that as often as I should, or as I don't want to, at least. So I'll open my phone, and my favorite app is Twitter, then TikTok, then it's a whole list. But I open Twitter first. Twitter is the most entertaining thing of all time. I don't care what no one says. And so far, on Twitter, there's a lot of, at least on my feed, a lot of shit talking, a lot of hate. some love, but it's kind of being ruined. Because I feel like, I read off the definition, but I feel like when it comes to Valentine's Day, it's shown and perceived to only be a holiday for couples. No one else can celebrate it. From what I see online. And it's like, damn. But I don't think that's the actual, you know, definition of Valentine's Day or what people should be doing. But I digress. I know you see the memes, or if you haven't, there are, you know, memes and stuff about, oh, you know, on Valentine's Day, everybody gonna be single like me when I expose these messages or whatever, you know, people like that doing their shit. That's funny to me. It really is. Don't get me wrong. I know a couple of relationships that probably shouldn't be relationships right now that I have some information that's kind of, I'm kidding. It's very toxic. Or am I kidding? Who knows? You'll never know. I'm never telling anyone the secrets. But at the end of the day, I don't fucking know, actually. I don't fucking know. When it comes to Valentine's Day, I can truly say that I am stumped. To be honest, I've had Valentine's Days where I've been in relationships, and I've had Valentine's Days where I'm single. And I feel like there is a stigma for Valentine's Day that if you're with someone, this needs to be the best fucking day ever. You need to sell 2 kidney stones. You can't sell kidney stones. You need to sell both of your kidneys and survive so you can be able to do this, pay for this, make whatever. But if you don't do that, then it's like, oh, you don't love you. You're not enough. And that Valentine's Day is only a holiday for girls. Like, if you're a guy, if you're a boyfriend, don't expect shit. That's crazy. But I'm only realizing that's crazy now. I've had relationships where I've been in on Valentine's Day to where I didn't get anything. And not that I'm expecting something. In all honesty, I don't expect shit in general if I have a partner. I just don't. That's just me. That's just how I've perceived things. If it ever happens, cool. I don't expect shit. Just whatever the fuck. It's just what it is at the end of the day. But I do feel like it's a little... That's what I'm looking for. For lack of a better word, satire, for it to be only perceived as one way. I've talked to even some of my female friends. Oh, do you think I should get things Valentine's Day? No, it's for girls. And I was like, oh, my bad. But then I have to ask, I thought it was for love. Yeah, love for girls. And I'm like, oh, my fault. I ain't no G. Wait, do like girls ask dudes to be their Valentines? Is that a thing? Is that a thing? Oh my God, is that a thing? I don't think so. That couldn't be a... I wonder if that actually happens. I gotta ask around, ask some people. If you're a girl and you ask someone to be their Valentine, please let me know. You know, go on Twitter at @YamKeith or on Instagram at @HeyAsh or on Instagram at our paid show at @UnashamedThoughts. Give me a comment. Have you asked a guy to be your Valentine? Is that a thing? Do people do that? If a girl asked me to be her Valentine, I'd be shocked. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, boo, for sure. Like, let's go crazy. But I doubt that's a thing. I don't know if it's a women pride thing or if it's like a men should do this thing. But I hate that. I hate that men should have to do this. And don't get me wrong. I understand the tradition of value, whatever. And there are things that I think men should be doing, but I also feel like it's anything a man can do, a woman can do. And I personally don't feel like that makes you any less of a man or whatever if a girl asks you to do whatever. If anything, that's more, to me at least, that's more enticing. Not that you have to do everything, but that you know you can and you will if you want to. that's enticing to me. Have I experienced it? Can't say I have. But it's enticing enough, to say the least. But I feel like Valentine's is just a... it's an interesting construct that only this day that you can go above and beyond. I know people that on Valentine's Day, this is when they show their partner, oh, I fucking love you. Or I may do this special for you. But every other day, nothing happens. I don't understand that. It never made sense to me. Because why not just do it every other day? I'm not saying you have to do it all the time. I'm not saying you have to, you know, rent out a hotel, go crazy with the flowers, do whatever. But you can do something all the time. Coming from someone who does things like that. Excuse me. I just personally enjoy it. I don't think it's anything bad. I don't think it's, you know, if you don't do it, you're negative. I just feel like it's... my favorite word is interesting. It's very interesting, to say the least. It's very fucking interesting. And I'm not sure that it fully makes sense, but I guess it's not for me to make sense of. It's the way I kind of see it. This year, for me, Valentine's Day was kind of ruined. I started planning my Valentine's Day back in December because I wanted it to be special for a special person. That didn't end up working out, so I ended up recycling those ideas for other things and still spreading love in the best way that I could. Well, don't get me wrong. I still want to do those. I'm still doing one of those things. I still want to do some of those things. And I still like doing things. I like being out of the box creative and just doing... honestly, I like doing shit, if we're being for real. Like, doing shit is just fun to me. And catching people off guard is fun to me. Shitting on niggas is fun to me. Because at the end of the day, I know, like, none of you niggas is doing what I'm doing. Like, respectfully... you're not doing what I'm doing. Like, I'm blowing some shit out the water because I can. And it's also just like, when it comes down to it, I feel like anyone's capable of anything. Just a matter of how bad you want it. Some people want it a lot. Some people don't. But I just have to virtue at the end of the day as well when it comes down to it. Overall, though, I can't really say I want people to do better, but I just feel like it doesn't have to be like this. There can be Valentine's Day just doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. And I feel like to a certain extent, that's what it's perceived as. Valentine's Day doesn't have to just be February 14th. You know, it could be March 3rd. It could be June 5th, you know, August 7th, whatever day you want it to be, just to celebrate and, you know, show some admiration. And it's just like, I don't know if that's fully perceived. But I hope it is. I hope it is. I hope someone here doesn't realize that. I also hope that if you are, you know, staying in a house by choice or whatever and doing whatever with yourself on Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day, and go you, do your shit, do what makes you happy, have some motherfucking fun, turn the fuck up.
Also, if you're hearing this, happy Valentine's Day, have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this little bonus short clip. It's been an interesting year so far, constant setbacks, but take this day to appreciate and love everyone around you and yourself. So, it's been Keith, and I'll see you next week.